quick this morning with a big smile on my face. 'Cause I dreamed last night my Jaguars clawed their way through the AFC to first place. I got every single jersey, I watch every single game. I got a shiny season ticket now, so everybody at the stadium knows my name. 'Cause I'm a Jags fan and all I wanna do is win, 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 win. I'm a Jags fan and all I wanna do is win. I'm a Jags fan and all I wanna do is win, 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 win. I'm a Jags fan and all I wanna do is win.
I'm angry. If you're a Jags fan, you should be angry at this game as well. Hi, this is your host, Andre Moultrie with the JJC Podcast. The Jaguars lose today, the first game of the season, the first game of the Trent Baalke, Dougie P experience. Magical it was. But we fall short 28-22 to the Washington Commanders in the fourth quarter. A lot was left on the field today. But I'm angry because if you've been a Jags fan as long as me or other fans have been, we're tired of giving the optimism. Oh, yeah, it was a good game. They fought hard. They did a great job. No, 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 no. We spend too much money and motherfucking free agency to hear that shit. I'm tired of it. Results need to happen. And results did not happen. Now, I want to go to this guy, and I'm not picking no bones. I'm not picking no bones. I'm still a supporter of him, but I call it how I see it. Can Trevor Lawrence come to the altar? Yes, the golden boy. The boy that they chose as the next generation quarterback. This is year two. Now, I want to give you his stats. And you tell me, if this was any other quarterback in Jaguars history, would you cuss him out? Let's take a look. Trevor Lawrence was 24 of 42 for 275 yards, a touchdown, and the dumbest fucking interception I have seen this season. That was his stats. If Blake Bortles gave you 24 of 42, 275 yards, and a 6-point loss, we would be, you know what we would be doing. Do you know what we would be doing? I know what we would be doing. We would be trying to get rid of his ass immediately. I know that we had a number of penalties. We had a lot of penalties. We had, let's take a look at penalties, because we had a lot of penalties this game. It had to be at least, it was 13 penalties. Matter of fact, we had so many penalties, guess how we ended the game? A motherfucking penalty. A motherfucking penalty. That's how we ended the game. We couldn't check Curtis Samuels. Then when we finally slowed down and checked Curtis Samuels, we let Terry McLaurin on miscommunication get the longest TD. And I wonder, and this is what I wonder. At first, I'm jumping across, but I want to go back to Trevor Lawrence. He's the guy I'm putting the shoulder of the blame on. And this is why I'm going to put the shoulder of the blame on him. He is the franchise quarterback. He is the motherfucker Don Don Dada. He is supposed to be the next Peyton Manning, the next Tom Brady, the chosen one. What do Skip Bayless say? The chosen one became the frozen one. Did you not see how many times he stood his ass back there and didn't move a muscle? I thought that the game, you know how when you play Madden and the analog stick turns off and the quarterback just stands there? That's exactly what Trevor Lawrence looked like a number of times. He didn't want to run for some reason. There was a 3rd and 4. I think in the 3rd quarter, he stood there and took the sack. He stood there and took the sack, and that could have been a chance to extend the drive to score some points. Now, every team, this whole entire team, the whole entire team gets fought for this game. But you, my franchise quarterback, I gave you the ball back with 1:46, 2 timeouts. I expect you to be a franchise quarterback. Everybody, and I swear you not, I love Trevor Lawrence, but we got to stop giving excuses. He's played a season already. And some of those same mistakes are coming out. He held the ball too long at moments. He missed Zay Jones twice underneath wide open. The man was wide fucking open. And for one of the plays, it was in the red zone. And one of the plays, it was in the red zone. He was wide open, but he threw it to double coverage to Christian Kirk, who he threw it late to. He missed Marvin Jones, who was wide open. He missed him. You are my franchise quarterback. 1:46, and you see the momentum is changing. And I want to put this all on the defense like I normally do. 1st quarter, yeah, they were annoying. 14-3, I'm like, damn, this defense might give up some points. 3rd quarter changed. 3rd quarter, they changed. As the game, the second half adjustments, whatever they did, it worked. Whatever they did, it worked. Walker, the number one pick in the draft, he got a sack, a big sack for us. And he got a huge interception to give us a 22-14 lead. That game should have been over. I got the franchise quarterback, the top down diet, and I wanted to see Christian Kirk get the ball more. Now, speaking of Trevor Lawrence, he missed Christian Kirk like 3 times on easy fucking passes. The one in the red zone, Christian Kirk is underneath, wide open. Just toss it to him. Why are you rocket launching the pass like you Brett Favre? Just toss it to him. He did that on a number of passes today. He had 42 passes for 275 yards. Yes, I know the offensive line, because people will shoot you in the, they will shoot you down about your Trevor Lawrence, man. They'll be like, Andre, man, you're hating on Trevor Lawrence. No, I love Trevor Lawrence. I'll punch people in the face for Trevor Lawrence. No, I wouldn't go that far, because I don't want to go to jail. Because Trevor Lawrence ain't bailing my ass out, and I ain't bailing his ass out with this performance today. Not at all. I want to give you his numbers again, and you tell me, 24-42. 275 yards, a touchdown, and the worst interception that I've seen all season. And you tell me that, yeah, he's our franchise quarterback. This is year two. This is an important year for him. Washington was missing some guys. The problem I had with the offensive line is when they revved up the pressure, they stood just enough, but he kept getting pressure in his face. And then there was a number of moments where Trevor Lawrence would not move. He just stood back there and took the sack or had 2 intentional groundings. Awful. Awful. Now, offensively, they did move the ball a bit. they moved the ball a little bit better in the second half. I love the drive that they had with Christian Kirk pushing the ball down the field. It appears that Trevor Lawrence likes pushing the ball down the field because anything underneath, the motherfucker don't give a fuck about. I know, Trevor, you want to go to SportsCenter, but Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, they take the underneath shit and then go over top. They take that shit. Brady is a Hall of Famer because he takes that shit. You give him the running back, he's throwing to the running back. You give him the tight end, he's throwing to the tight end. You give him the slot receiver, you know him and his slot receivers, he is going to take it. Trevor, you don't have to be a hero. It's a minute and 46 left. You got two timeouts and the team is down six. You are my franchise quarterback. I expect you to deliver. I must say, I was pleasantly surprised with James Robinson's performance today. I didn't expect that he would run like that. Given that he got injured in week 16, he did an amazing job. I like the little combo, James Robinson, Travis Etienne. I would like to see Etienne get a little more carries because he has some acceleration and burst to him. Jesus Christ. Man, I saw one where he got out there and it looked like he was Fat Albert running. Like, you ever watch Fat Albert and it's like, oh, Fat Albert about to race somebody. That's how he looked out there. Tyson Campbell got the interception. Shaquille Griffin, he gave up one of the biggest plays of the game. We had the momentum. And he decides it was some miscommunication. And he just let Terry McLaurin go right by him for a long-ass touchdown. That was a long-ass touchdown. It kind of just punched us in the gut. And we did not recover after that. Luke Fortner? I was okay with his performance today. His performance was good. To be a rookie center, it wasn't bad. The defense adjusted. They got better, but, you know, poor tackling. Poor tackling cost us this game. Washington was 7 of 10 on third downs. You can't miss tackles. They missed easy tackles that could have been. Why do I feel like every fucking year since I started this podcast, I'm always mentioning three fucking things? Missed fucking tackles, penalties, getting the team off a third down, and we done had three motherfucking coaches, and I'm saying the same shit. I am saying the same shit for three different motherfucking coaches. I don't know why I keep saying the same shit. I feel like I keep repeating and repeating and repeating myself. I don't know what to say. This was a winnable game. This was against a team that you got three turnovers on. Three turnovers on, and you only score 22 points. Not only that, you got in the red zone, you moved the ball, you missed a field goal, you went for it on fourth and goal. I had no problem with it. Trevor did a great pass. The play call was correct. Travis just dropped the pass because that would have been a touchdown. Missed opportunities. And I know in the prediction show I said, oh, you know, I want to see the second half of the season better than the first half of the season. Well, why do I keep saying that? This is new. It is three fucking coaches we've had, and they're having the same motherfucking issues. I thought maybe one would watch the tape of the other and say, that is not what we gonna do. No, that's not what I'm seeing. I see the same shit. 13 motherfucking penalties. The same shit. Now, I like how they use Christian Kirk. I actually like how they use the receivers and how they use the receivers. Made me understand why they got Zay Jones. It made me understand why Christian Kirk got paid. I would like to see Travis Etienne out there more as a receiver. But I liked what I seen out of them offensively. But for the love of God, Trevor Lawrence cost us this game. I'm putting this on Trevor. Your defense got 3 turnovers despite being on the field for much of the first half. Washington was on the field a lot in the first half because the offense couldn't get going. I don't know. We'll see game 2. They play the Colts, I believe, week 2, right? The Jags play the Colts, I believe. If they play the Colts, I watched the Colts game a little bit. That's a winnable game. That's another winnable game. This was a winnable game. And no. I don't really know what much to say about this game. I like how the defense played in the second half. But I would like to see my quarterback play better. I'm waiting on this, and I don't know what it is. Because if you hype this man up like he's supposed to be, I'm waiting for that. And I've yet to see it. When you tell me he's the next guy, I think Justin Herbert. It didn't take too long to see Justin Herbert action. It didn't take too long. We seen a couple of games and was like, okay, maybe this guy is the one. What level of quarterback is Trevor Lawrence? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Because I believe the hype. He can make the throws. I think sometimes he gets a little lazy with his technique and passes go inaccurate. But I believe in Trevor Lawrence. But this game was a win. This should have been a win. Last season he did the same thing. He either fumbled. When they gave him the ball, he either fumbled or threw an interception. What did he do on the final drive? He threw an interception in the worst way. That ball should have been thrown out of bounds. He got out of pocket, throw the fucking ball out of bounds. You throw it in the air with 3 defenders. One is already ahead. He's got a back trail. He's got to come back to the ball. It spelled disaster from the moment he threw it. Not only that, it sailed in the air. It sailed in the air. I don't know what the fuck he was looking at. But whatever he was looking at, it was not it. It's a lot to work on. This team got a lot to work on, but it's the same fucking issues. And as a fan, I'm still motherfucking tired. I still hear the same shit. I'm tired of the excuses. I just want some wins. That's all I want. But I will say the defense got, 3 turnovers? They had 9 last year total. I'll take it. That is it for this episode. When you get a chance, check out the merch, www.jjcpodcast.com. If you want a cup, if you want some shorts, if you want a shirt, when you get a chance, check out the Facebook at Jaguars Country on Facebook. Not to mention, check out the website, www.2minutehuddle.com, where you can see this podcast. Also, please rate this podcast. Rate it. Tell me what you think. It's on Apple, Spotify, Google, all that good stuff. But I'll see you guys next week. Another depressing loss. 22-28, Washington Commanders beat the Jacksonville Jaguars. And I don't want to hear the optimism. It's time to call some names. See what they can do. All right.